22. The Richmond-Petersburg Campaign. Richmond, which had lured Union legions to defeat, now immobilized Lee's army, which had to defend it. The city was extensively fortified on its north and east sides. Its soft underbelly lay with the southern and western defenses. So did the south side, where Butler had been ordered to attack from below the James River, Grant had decided to take his army. The general-in-chief had conceived an audacious plan to cut Lee's important supply lines and flush him out of his trenches and fortifications to fight in the open field, where the Union's advantage in numbers mattered. He fired the timid Sigel and ordered Major General David Hunter to take that force into the Shenandoah Valley to sever its railroads, capture Stanton, cross the Blue Ridge to destroy the vital Confederate supply depot at Lynchburg, Virginia, and then move east toward Richmond. From the other end, Sheridan was ordered to take two cavalry divisions westward also to raid railroads and link up with Hunter's force in the Shenandoah. Meanwhile, Grant, in the evening of June 12th and early morning hours of the next day, quietly disengaged from the Cold Harbor front and sneaked his large force east and then south once more in a complex and risky 50-mile move to seize Petersburg's vitally important rail hub, linking Richmond and its army to supplies from southern states. Grant, Hunter, and Sheridan carried out the first part of their plans splendidly. Out-generaling Lee, Grant succeeded in sneaking into his rear, crossing the James with his army beginning on June 14th. Before Lee knew what was happening, Grant the next day had two corps approaching Petersburg, with Beauregard defended with only about 2,500 men. But after that, Lee, who could be fooled only for so long, responded forcefully. Many of Grant's subordinate commanders, in whom he had placed too much faith, lost their nerve, and the three-pronged attack soon unraveled. Hunter proved to be no match for the enemy and ended up retreating from the Shenandoah Valley into West Virginia. Sheridan's expedition fared only slightly better, but Lee's cavalry headed off his men near Trevilian Station, 60 miles northwest of Richmond, in a bloody fight. Sheridan managed to tear up a railroad, but abandoned his plan to link up with Hunter. Meanwhile, Grant's corps commanders at Petersburg, fearing Lee had arrived with reinforcements, moved too cautiously the next 3 days, failing to break through Beauregard's defense and giving Lee time to show up with backup to defend the city.